One of the most beautiful waterfalls in the area is Webster's Falls as it flows over the edge of the escarpment. Beginning in 1830, Joseph Webster developed Spencer Creek at this site and operated Ashbourne Mills, a complex consisting of a dam, mill pond, grist mill, and a distillery. The Webster family sold their interest in the mills in 1886 to George Harper and William Merrill, but sadly fire destroyed the buildings in 1898. The mill dam at Webster's Falls, circa 1900, was removed after the land was purchased by the town of Dundas. Flamborough Archives, Gordon R. Jackson Collection. In 1917, the town of Dundas acquired the property for use as a park, and the land was slowly worked on to make it an attractive space. The dam was removed and a rustic bridge was built across the creek, but economic conditions meant that not much else was done until Colonel William Knowles, a former mayor of Dundas, bequeathed money from his estate in 1931 to be used to develop the park. The first bridge constructed at Webster's Falls, circa 1925. Flamborough Archives, Gordon R. Jackson Collection. In June 1938, the Knowles Foundation advised the town council that the best view of the falls was from the far bank, and they were considering erecting a foot bridge. A request for preparation of formal drawings for submission to construction companies was made, and in September 1938 a tender for about $4,000 from Ernie H. Greenwood to build a unique cobblestone bridge was accepted. Local stonemasons Arthur Edwards and his son Bert, Fred Church, and James Mason constructed the bridge, and students Walter Greenwood and Fred Baker were paid 15 cents an hour to collect the cobblestones from a farm in Aberfoyle. The work was completed by November 1938. Hamilton Spectator covered the opening of the Webster's Falls Bridge November 29, 1938. Flamborough Archives, Hamilton Spectator Collection. A photograph in the November 29, 1938 Hamilton Spectator had the caption, "Beauty spot. Shown here is a view of the attractive bridge built on the Webster's Falls property above Dundas. This is but one of the many improvements made under the direction of the Knowles Foundation Committee with funds left by the late Col. W.E.S. Knowles. This structure makes accessible a large area west of Spencer Creek, which could not be easily reached by visitors previously. The work was done by E.H. Greenwood, Dundas contractor, from plans drawn largely by County Engineer Lumsden. Inset is W.H. Gray of Dundas, landscape gardener, who is in charge of the work of developing the property, which is rapidly being transformed into one of the beauty spots of the district. Lauded as a unique and beautiful structure when it was completed, over the years floods and stress took its toll on the bridge. Cracks and fallen stones were fixed in 1948, but inflation meant that insufficient funds were available from the original bequest to keep up the repairs, and the bridge was closed to pedestrians in 1990. In 1987, the town of Flamborough designated the bridge as a property of cultural heritage value, and the heritage plaque was installed at the far side of the bridge. When it was revealed that the town of Dundas planned to demolish the bridge in 1999, the public overwhelmingly protested, arguing that, without the bridge, Webster's Falls loses its soul. The cobblestone bridge at Webster's Falls was designated as a property of cultural heritage in 1987. Lynn Lunstead Photo C. 2021. A massive campaign was undertaken by the Optimist Club of Greensville and the Friends of Webster's Falls Bridge, and in less than a year, a Trillium grant and fundraising by the Save the Bridge campaign raised the $325,000 necessary to restore the bridge. On Saturday, July 1, 2000, the official reopening ceremony took place, watched by thousands in attendance. The reconstructed bridge at Webster's Falls, circa 2003. Flamborough Archives, Maurice Green Photo.